Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On December 1st, the BC government announced that over 5,000 unionized long-term care and assisted living workers will transition to the province-wide facilities collective agreement over the next 2 years. This agreement is being made between the Hospital Employees Multi-Union Facilities Bargaining Association, the Health Employers Association of BC, and the Province of BC, aiming to improve fairness for workers and stability within seniors' care. To learn more about this agreement and what it signifies for the BC long-term care industry, we reached out to the Hospital Employees Union for an interview. We were able to get in contact with Kaylee Frampton, coordinator of policy and planning at the union, who was able to provide some background on the changes being made through this collective agreement.
We did an announcement with government on Monday, and you know, this is something that's really big for seniors care in British Columbia, but also for HEU members. And this is something that we negotiated as part of our tentative agreement. It's not yet approved, but it's something that our members will be able to vote for in December. But we announced that what government is doing is really rolling back some of the really damaging policies that impacted healthcare and seniors care in the early 2000s. So I'm going to tell you a bit of history here. You know, in the kind of late 90s, the long-term care sector, seniors care, was really, with just a few exceptions, all workers were kind of under a main collective agreement. And so that really meant that there were lots of standards around the care that was provided for seniors, lots of stability in the sector and job security for folks. And then in the early 2000s, and, you know, kind of right up until the end of the mandate, that the BC Liberals had. They were introducing pieces of legislation that allowed for kind of contracting out of the sector, which led to a lot of privatization. And then also they allowed people to leave the main collective agreement and leave the Health Employers Association of BC. So it meant that we saw like a lot of care homes at the time become under private operators. And so that system has kind of expanded over the years, and, you know, HU has gone back and organized a lot of that sector and a lot of those care homes where, there was new contractors, for example, so they weren't always unionized. But over the years, that's really led to a system where you could have a worker working at one care home, being paid, for example, $7, an hour less than someone working at one of the public care homes that was under our main HU collective agreement. So it just led to a system that was really different across the, and inequitable across the system. And so what we are announcing in this, as part of this tentative agreement, is that we're going to be bringing approximately 5,000 workers back into this main facilities agreement. Through a process over the course of a couple years that will mean that people will get across the board same pension and benefits. And so that's really, really huge for folks in the sector. So that's what we were announcing on Monday.
In a media statement released by the union secretary business manager Lynn Buchert is quoted as saying, "This agreement is an important step towards restoring a level playing field for working and caring conditions in provincially funded seniors care homes, getting labor standards back to what existed before 2002. We asked Frampton to explain what this statement signifies.
So I think the main thing really was that the workers were primarily all under this same collective agreement. So it really made a difference in terms of equalizing the sector. Like, it just meant you got a job at a seniors care home and you knew what you were going to be paid and you knew that you would have a pension. And it also meant that, you know, if there was two care homes on a street, if you went to work at one, it would be the same at the other one. There wasn't like competition in between them. And as you can imagine, right now we're in a recruitment and retention moment where it's really hard to recruit healthcare workers and keep them. And so having these kind of same standards across the board will make it easier too for ultimately for operators to keep people and in one place. And also all of that is so important for seniors who, you know, for some of them, like these facilities are their homes. And you know, our members do this like the important care work of brushing their hair, spending so much time with them. Kind of everyone has a story of someone that they know that's been in long-term care and knows how kind of important these workers are. They're like family to people. So making sure that there's like consistency and stability there is so important. And you know, that was really undone by the Liberals. You know, they kind of took that apart. So we're trying to slowly kind of repair and rebuild that system. And this is one of the ways that we were able to do it, was in doing this through our bargaining process.
Lastly, Kaylee Frampton gave us a personal account from one of the organization's members, highlighting the improvements for worker security that this new agreement will achieve.
Well, I just want to also share a story from one of our members that was at the announcement with us. Her name is Adel, and she works at a care home in Vancouver here. And she kind of shared that, you know, in I believe it was 2003, her facility was contracted out. And so that meant that they all got pink slips like in a day. And she went from being someone who had a pension and really good benefits to having no pension and getting her pay slashed like by 35% kind of overnight. And then she spent, you know, she spent, she like, she's still working at this care home. And so, but in between then, the contract was flipped twice, which meant that all the workers got fired and then they go through a process of getting rehired. And just a couple years ago, because of some other circumstances, the workers there were brought back into the our kind of main collective agreement, the facilities agreement, and now she has a pension. But and you know, the benefits are a lot better. But you know, this is someone who was kind of robbed 20 years of a pension, and you know, Filipina caregiver, care worker, who you know, this is like a really terrible injustice that was really impacted mostly women and racialized workers. And you know, it's really crappy. She's not going to be able to get that pension and earn and all that earned time back, you know. But this change will mean that her coworkers and that more people moving forward will have access to that historical moment for our union, and really something that we're so proud of that we were able to do this.
Once again, that was our conversation with Kaylee Frampton, the coordinator of policy and planning at the Hospital Employees Union, explaining the agreement that has been made between the union, the Health Employers Association of BC, and the province of BC, which aims to improve fairness for workers and stability in seniors' care. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This interview would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.